Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale starts now, and it's the best time to save on mattresses. Right now, get a king bed for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin for savings of up to $600. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. Hurry in and beat the crowds to find the bed of your dreams. Visit MattressFirm.com or a store near you to shop the best deal of the season. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit MattressFirm.com/sale.
Lowe's started when two GIs returned from World War II. Today, we proudly employ nearly 20,000 veterans. We don't only honor our veterans on Veterans Day, we honor our military every day. Over the past 5 years, Lowe's military discounts saved military families nearly $4 billion. And through our home program, we partner with the USO, Operation Finally Home, and AMVETS to provide services to better the lives of our country's bravest. Go to Lowe's.com/military to learn more.
November 7th is International Tongue Twister Day. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Remember, I'm a professional, so don't try this at home. Have a terribly terrific tongue twister day.
And we celebrate this hour.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the tongue, 5 o'clock.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Congress must approve another spending plan within 2 weeks to avert a government shutdown, but the Pentagon says a long-term budget is needed.
There will be no U.S. Space Force if Congress passes another short-term agreement to fund the government beyond November 21st. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says the Defense Department needs consistent funding.
The bottom line is that a CR top to bottom is debilitating.
Congress and the White House are trying to reach a deal as the House moves forward with its impeachment inquiry.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Two Twitter employees face federal charges accused of spying for Saudi Arabia.
The Justice Department saying that Saudi agents mine Twitter's internal systems for personal information about vocal critics of Saudi Arabia and kingdom dissidents.
Fox's Jackie DeAngelis. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson announcing his retirement as the city's top cop today. America is listening to Fox News.
Thanksgiving is coming, and every year my husband's condition prevents us all from enjoying the holiday.
You know, all politicians lie. I mean, this is nothing new here. They've been doing this for years. You know, we're
you see, my husband has a bladder control problem. When he's in social situations, he can't control his bladder, so at any expected time, it just starts streaming out.
They're never going to fix the Middle East. We should just leave them and let them all have it out. Then we pick
I thought maybe I could just banish him to the kid table or give our guests earplugs, and then I found Blatherix. Just two Blatherix tablets in his beer, and he's sleeping off the Thanksgiving meal while we all watch football.
All these people on welfare, we should make them get off their buggy.
Blather control is no laughing matter. So now there's Blatherix, available over the counter near the big fat turkey aisle of your favorite store.
Rosie, would you hand me the remote so I can put Andy Griffith on, please?
Got to be Quaaludes.
Can't, and fat ass is sitting there, Hillary, I might run, I'm a slow runner.
She's going to run.
Yeah, it's straight to the nearest prison. 46, let's see if I got it here. No, it's in commercial break. It's Tongue Twister Day.
Ooh.
We're all in on the coup. By the way, did we look up the origins of coup d'etat?
I will.
We were, I thought, it sounds French, but I thought it might be Latin in origin because Brutus executed a coup d'etat with Caesar, correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I thought, too.
I just like saying that because it made me sound smarter than I am.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Coup d'etat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like horse devers.
Could, yeah.
Another.
I'm learning a lot.
I got it. Hi, you'll have to wait a moment, please.
I definitely love that.
That's probably Brandt. Oh, my God.
It is French. Yes, I think it probably is. Also known by its German name, or simply as a coup, is the overthrow of an existing government by non-democratic means.
Oh, like the impeachment yes. inquiry. Mm-hmm.
Typically, it is an illegal, unconstitutional seizure of power by a dictator, the military, or a political faction.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well.
Well, then.
At 5:07, we'll check traffic. Rain is moving through the area, but most of it is pretty light, if it's raining at all. There's some still to the west, and much colder air funneling in tomorrow morning, probably during Rich Thomas's birthday celebration. Is that him?
No.
Okay. We'll be with you in a week. What do I think this is? The Joey Clark Show? That people will wait that long to talk to me? No. 5:07, your CBD store is the place for solutions, things that work. You know, I get more people into your CBD. Now, they have all kinds of great solutions for human beings. But when I tell people, hey, they've got stuff that'll work for your pets. For example, if your dog goes crazy when a thunderstorm is happening, if your dog whines or shows symptoms, but you can't quite figure out what it is, or is showing symptoms that could be diagnosed as something very serious, oftentimes the CBD pet treats will fix them right up. We gave them to Briscoe when he was hopping around on three legs with some kind of a muscle pull. It helped him sleep comfortably, and his leg healed, and in less than 72 hours, he was back to being the fat-bottom thing scampering around the yard. But for people, things like they have topical creams for pain. Why, they make you feel heavenly.
Wow.
They have... they can, you know, treat the same symptoms. Anxiety, poor sleep, you can do... either gummies, water solubles, the oil drops, oil tinctures, soft gel capsules. And I mentioned the topical creams. These interact with the cannabinoids in your own system.
Woo!
There you go.
Good.
Yeah. And they work. And if you'd like to find out more about how they can enhance your life, visit Marissa and Laurie at your CBD store. Easy to find. Just take Chantilly Parkway, you know where the Bojangles is, on the east end of East Chase.
Mr. Bojangles.
Turn south, make your first left, your first right, and you're right at your CBD store across from the Adams Drugs Renfro's location there. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Here is Ron.
Hey, guys. How's everything?
Oh, Ron. Man.
You said it's, today is National Tongue Twister Day?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a tongue twister for you.
Okay.
And it's fairly clean.
Fairly.
And I just want to see if you could copy it. I'm a sheep slitter. I slit sheep. I'm the best sheep slitter ever slit a sheep.
That's a good one.
That is good. All right. Yeah, be careful with that one.
No.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she, the butter's bitter. No, I see, I already blew it.
Well, you know, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, and if Peter Piper picked a peck of peppers, how many pickled peppers are in a peck?
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Where have I heard that before? Where have I heard?
I don't know.
In conversation, though.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Hey, I love it.
Now there's a little twister that takes months to get straight.
Yeah, well, seven slimy snakes split down seven slimy slides seven times.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Sells seashells by the seashore.
All right, you guys have a nice evening.
That's it.
Fuzzy Wuzzy Wuzzy Bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy.
No, he wasn't.
Nope.
That's a good one.
The toy box one.
You've been playing in the bathtub, right?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yes. Well, look at the time.
Oh, yeah. Got to go.
Traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, I-65 and 85, very busy right now, but they're rolling pretty good. With the exception of I-85 merging to 65 northbound right downtown at the interchange. You got that afternoon lag going on right there. Atlanta Highway is busy at the lights all the way out to Taylor Road and the Heartburn Highway. Taylor Road is just that, from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan. 231, a little traffic on it this afternoon. Backing up at the lights at the River Bridge, Rifle Range, and Jasmine Hill. Drive carefully and be safe on your ride home this afternoon. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Stop by Cuts by Us, Sally Beauty, Bath and Body Works, Professional and Spa, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Several alarming social media posts regarding attempted abductions or possible human trafficking attempts in Montgomery have caught the attention of the Montgomery Police Department. MPD says they have investigated the circumstances surrounding these posts, and none of them have indicated that they were related to an abduction attempt. Plus, a massive manhunt is underway for the suspect in Anaya Blanchard's disappearance. 30-year-old Ibrahim Yazid of Montgomery is wanted for kidnapping first degree. The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, along with other agencies, are assisting in this investigation, actively searching for Yazid. That suspect is currently out on bond for charges of kidnapping and attempted murder. He should be considered armed and dangerous. 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard from Auburn was last seen Wednesday, October 23rd. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to see another significant change of temperatures in the next 24 hours. It's going to be wet at times through tonight before the cold front moves through the area and shuts off the shower threat in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, breezy, quite cool. What a change. High around 58, but that brisk north wind at 12 to 22 miles per hour will add an extra bite to the air, you know, and then partly cloudy, colder. 36 Friday night, upper 30s Saturday night, a nice fall weekend, 62 Saturday, 68 on Sunday, then an Arctic front arrives the first of next week. What a big change to much colder. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city. So don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? There's no Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
Are you out of your mind?
Blake?
What? Do you want to go to war, Balaki?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is gonna feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a... You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A.A. Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A.A. Ron.
Here.
Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking, I said it like four times. So why didn't you say it the first time I said Aaron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron?
Son of a... You done messed up, Aaron! Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did.
Who?
Oshag Hennessy!
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my classroom before I break my foot off in your insubordinate and churlish. Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
It's tongue twister day. We have a young man in the studio with a great set of pipes. We thought we'd use this occasion to get him to practice some diction.
Well, thank you.
So what I'll do here, I want you to read what's next to number two on that sheet. Not to rush it. This isn't a speed contest, but read it aloud, please.
Betty Bonner bought some butter, but she said the butter's Faster. Bitter. If I put in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So 'twas better Betty Bonner bought a bit of better butter.
There you go.
Wow.
That's a start. Who else would like to read what Seth just...
Not me.
Not me. All right. You try, Greg.
Sure.
I've never heard that either.
I make a living making a fool out of myself. Why not? The only problem I have with this is it's very small print. I tried to enlarge this. There are things that can be enlarged and things that can't. This is in one of those formats where you can't make it bigger. Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a whole lot better butter will make my batter better. So 'twas better Betty Butter bought a lot of better butter.
Wow. Wow, that is wow. Nuts.
Hi, I'm Greg Bedell, and I went to Evelyn Wood.
Bad red, of course.
Okay, here's an old favorite. Next to number three.
Oh.
Give us that one.
Okay. Let's see. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would chuck, he would as much as he could, and chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Wow, that's nowhere near what I always thought it was.
Much more complicated, right?
Yes.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodcut... See? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Oldie but a goodie.
He would chuck, he would as much as he could, and chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Ooh!
Wow.
Pretty good. I was sweating on that one.
The next one I was taught in speech class.
Yeah, seashells, she-sells by the seashore.
Sally sells seashells by seashore.
We'll skip number five. Number four, rather, which is the one you were just doing. And read, it's just one line next to number five.
Okay. How can a clam cram into a clean cream can?
One more time, with authority, please.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? Cream. All right, one more time. Let's see. How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
You sold me on that last one. All right, let's give Terry Adams one of these.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. There's a lot of short ones here.
Thank God.
Say pre-shrunk silk shirts fast.
Pre-shrunk.
Three times.
Pre-shrunk silk shirts, pre-shrunk silk shirts, pre-shrunk silk shirts. That's
that
hard to
too
do.
Bad.
Toy box is one that's been getting me.
Toy box.
Yeah, toy box. Yeah, there's something about that. It warps your lips.
Yeah.
Lip warper. Hate when that happens.
I slit the sheet, I slit, and on the slitted sheet I sit. I think we'll skip that one.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Put your finger on the dump button.
Yeah.
A skunk sat on a stump and thunked the stump. Sunk. A skunk sat on a stump and thunked the stump stunk. But the stump thunk the skunk stunk.
That's a good one.
Wow.
This is some quality radio here.
Let's talk about number 48. A skunk sat on a stump and thunked the stunk skunk, but the stunk thunked the skunk stunk.
Your brain is intoxicated.
Oh, it's called happy hour for a reason.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, did you see Kamala Harris's great idea? Let's keep the schools open for 3 more hours a day.
Oh, the kids are going to love that.
I think we should close them all and homeschool or come up with a better system because the results continue to suck.
Well, she just laid off a bunch of her staff. So is she still actually declared candidate?
Right now, as far as I know, she's only in Iowa. She fired everybody in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Because that's what Democrats are good at, firing people and helping people lose work and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, torturing the masses on a large scale.
Herman wants us to say, Shoe City 10 times fast. No, we're not going to do that, Herman. Because we know where that one's going to go.
Shame on you.
Yeah. You tell him, Rosie.
There's one on here that says, She sees cheese. She sees cheese.
It's Spanish. See, she sees.
See.
523. Somebody was asking, I heard it just a moment ago.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Probably at work. Because when she's not here, and she's just such, and she was there last night with little Steven. I taught Steven the exploding tickle bomb.
No, she's already picked him up.
Oh, that's right. It's after 5.
Yeah. Well, unless the Kamala Harris thing goes through, and he's still at school.
Well, yeah. But they may have rushed that one through.
I heard him squeal last night.
Oh, yeah.
And
we
she
all
said
did.
It was totally Greg.
It was fun. And it's something I could teach Seth to do. You weren't there last night, but you got a little girl, and she'll love this. You'll have so much fun in the car and other places. Behavior modification technique, which I should patent. I should videotape it and put it on the YouTube. Anyway, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Dana Delk, partner up to help people through one of life's biggest challenging situations, divorce. And the mistake so many make is going it alone, trying to manage the situation, and then creating an unmanageable situation. Then you're bringing far worse circumstances to attorneys than you really need to. The idea is to be preemptive. Consulting with divorce attorneys does not mean you have to get a divorce, but it's always good to know what your options are. Sometimes just saying things out loud that you've been keeping trapped inside helps heal a marriage, not end it in divorce. It's happened many times that Dana and Jacqueline have described to us. Sometimes people don't know how to communicate until they're compelled to, facing that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Happens more than you realize. But in any instance, for a man, especially where there's custody involved, having a livable agreement that ensures the parental rights of the father. This is why they specialize in looking out for men in matters of divorce, but they can handle any situation. And I urge you to consider them. They know their stuff. Whenever there's a question asked by a listener and so forth during the show, they have their answers right there. They don't have to look them up. They know the law. They're immediate, quick, and I'll tell you, when they're talking their wheelhouse, they are just two of the most experienced women you could possibly ask to represent you in a situation. Their number is 819-4810-819-4810. If you know somebody that might be facing divorce or needs consultation, give them that number. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Their web address is divorceformenalabama.com. 526, back to the traffic dump.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are in much better shape on the interstates today than we were yesterday. I-65 and 85 are doing pretty well. The only slow place, I-85 merging to 65 at the interchange. A little bit slow if you're heading north. The 85 to 65 southbound merge is doing just fine. Around the boulevard, we are busy from Wetumpka Highway all the way around to the Troy Highway. Taylor Road and I-85, a little bit of a slowdown on 85 northbound from Taylor to about Chantilly Parkway. Use caution this afternoon. Drive carefully. We have no new accidents to tell you about at this time. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trentham State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trentham State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and it has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Get to Kohl's this Veterans Day weekend and take an extra 15% off. Save on Scott Living, new at Kohl's. Disney Frozen 2 bedding is just $42.49. And save on a Food Network cookware set, $84.99. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's.
Select styles. Offers valid November 7th through 17th. 15% off with promo code SHOP15. Home offer with promo code ENTERTAIN10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This year, the Home Depot can help bring the holidays home for free with free delivery on all holiday decor, like artificial Christmas trees, big, small, white lights, or multicolored, 140 varieties. Pick one out and we'll deliver it over the river, through the woods, right to your door for free. Free delivery on all holiday decor, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Make the most of your holiday with a Thanksgiving tip.
A deep-fried turkey can be delicious, but if not done correctly, it can result in a charred, blackened, stomach-turning skin texture that will be so visually unappealing, your guests will lose their appetite. Oh, and it can also burn the turkey.
Thanksgiving tips.
This just in from listener Herman, a tongue twister. Ooh. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Love it.
It's making its way around.
I love it.
We should give a tongue twister to the legal eagle and local heartthrob of the River Region, Chad.
I tell you what's twisted right now is the daggum traffic in this town.
Oh.
They've completely shut down South Decatur as you're coming from downtown to try and get on Interstate 85. I mean, it is shut down south of Interstate 85.
Wow. Why is that?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Are you getting ready for a parade for the new mayor tomorrow or what?
I don't think so. I don't think that's where the parade would be. But it's a mess. And then there's an accident like right at the 85 South Union Street exit. Mm-hmm. And so everything's stacked up and moving, like not moving, on the southbound lanes of 85 headed toward 65.
I haven't been down for a traffic check. Is it stuck behind the building at all?
No.
Or is it moving?
No, it's flowing.
Okay.
Yeah, it basically starts backing up at about Ann Street. So I don't know what's happening. So it's crazy. Hey, looks like a lot of good stuff came out for Trump today, like the fact that the State Department flagged Hunter Biden's contacts as a conflict of interest, among other things. And then we had this guy, this ambassador to the EU, who was supposedly their star witness, now says everything he knew was based on a story he read in the New York Times, which was based on a conversation, based on a conversation, based on a conversation.
Right. I heard they're gonna one of the Republicans is gonna at least make an attempt to put Schiff on the stand. And him under oath.
It's the short guy who's really good, not Mark Meadows, but
Mark Gates.
No, not Beth. He's another good
Jim
one.
Jordan.
Jim Jordan.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, I would pay to watch him cross-examine Adam Schiffhead.
Chew him up and spit him.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll put, you know, Jordan and some of these other Republicans on Schiff's committee when they start doing all this stuff. But, I mean, really, all we're finding out is exactly what happened in the Kavanaugh trial. There's no there. It's a bunch of hearsay. It's a bunch of rumors. And, mm-hmm. and these people who are testifying, they're all part of the deep state because they don't think the president, they don't like his foreign policy. So they decided, well, we don't like his foreign policy, so we're going to say bad things about him. I'm like, I got news for you. He's the president of the United States. He got 60 million votes. You didn't. You are a bureaucrat in the State Department. And the biggest thing I was ticked off about Bush Jr. is that he did not clean out the State Department after Clinton.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, you've got the same State Department weenies all the way from Clinton through Obama. And it is as deep as any part of the deep state can possibly be. And those people are arrogant. They think they are smarter than everybody else. And they can't stand having a president who is making independent decisions and not consulting them on every single protocol or issue. They're just a bunch of damn snobs, you know?
By the way... former U.S. Attorney Joe DeGenova, say that fast five times. My body is telling me it's 6:33, even though it's 5:33. I'm still on standard time. The upcoming Pfizer report will be very bad for people in the Obama administration. Devastating. It's going to ruin careers. That's nice to know.
It's about time.
It should put some of
them. And what he's basing that on is you had a lot of upper-level Department of Justice people who falsified, the FISA warrant. And these are people who are sworn officers of the court, like I am. And if you knowingly put misleading or false testimony in a search warrant in order to be able to conduct espionage on a political opponent, you're done. You're done.
We'll see.
And I tell you right now, the FISA judges, if that did happen, which we know it did, when it comes out, they have the authority to directly send that case to the state bar where that person is practicing law and to have their law license taken away. So he's absolutely correct that they will lose their careers. And we're talking about upper echelon people whose names that you know.
I really think the plan all along, Chad, has been to execute this coup, hoping the media would stir the public up to demand his removal, and that way none of this would ever get looked at. But we are at that threshold now where it is getting looked at. The numbers supporting impeachment continue to drop, not grow, but drop, and Trump's approval jumped 7 points in Zogby in just a week.
Right, he's up. He's at 50% arrest in Rasmussen today,
which means he's probably much higher in real life.
Well, now you know. And I know you got to go, but now look what was on the Twitter feed for the guy who's representing the whistleblower.
Yeah, we've been talking about Mr. Zaid all afternoon.
Yeah, literally calling for a coup.
Yes, all right,
buddy,
literally.
You guys have a great one.
You too, man. Andy,
I'm surprised. You know, with these limericks, you haven't, or tongue twisters, you haven't mentioned the one that's about you. You know.
About what?
The tongue twister about Greg Goodell.
Oh,
Greg Goodell grew great big berries, but Greg's good berries gave Greta bad giggles. So Greg and Greta grew berries and giggled. Gracious, they giggled at Greg's good berries.
Oh. Please clap.
Polite applause for you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, there's my favorite Andy Griffith character. It's Otis the Drunk.
The best drunks aren't even drunk.
Amazing that for years he was, you know, the whole, you look at it in the context of today, and there's a town drunk who just comes and lets himself into jail. And, I mean, really obliterated, too, on moonshine. I've heard that can be far worse than conventional alcohol.
Burns a clear flame, baby.
Yet, I don't know, you never see that in a show today. But that was There You Are in the family-friendly days of Mayberry and Andy Griffith, or shows like this.
come and listen to my story about a woman candidate. She was talking civil rights in the Alabama state. She shocked a congregation when she opened up her mouth, and out come an accent from the deep end of the South.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
She was playing to the crowd with a silly southern drawl, but she works up in New York and that ain't really South at all. You'll know just where she's speaking when she opens up her throat. She'll master every dialect just to win your vote.
Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Would you remind me to play that for David when we bring him on Tuesday? He'll love that. He'll absolutely love that. 537, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I've been telling this story over, so if you've heard it before, bear with me, but I think it's important to know why you should have a membership, and that is to have the vigilant team from Clark's out to make sure that your system is running efficiently. When I started getting $500 electric bills, I was choking on those. I mean, I wasn't even close to that amount of money at any previous billing period. So after Alabama Power and Light came out and checked a few things, they suggested I have my AC unit looked at. That seemed to be the culprit. So I called Clark's. Within an hour, they had one of their highly qualified and incredibly talented technicians out. And the first thing we learned was that the outside unit was 90% clogged, mostly with grass clippings that it inhaled while the lawn was being cut and the unit was on. So 10% of that unit was cooling 100% of the house. That's why the bill was so ridiculous. So they cleaned that unit, cleaned the inside unit as well, because stuff backfires and gets clogged up in the interior part of the system. And the next month, my electric bill went from $540 to $350, which is more in line with the summertime bill at my place. That $190 savings more than pays for a $159 membership. Plus, they were out within an hour. That's what a Clark's Club member can depend on when heating, AC issues develop. We got super cold air coming in. If your furnace fails you, you're going to be in trouble, especially early next week when we got temperatures that could hit the 20s. So you got a choice. You can stand there and say,
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
Or you can call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Funny, wasn't it?
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Lot to tell you about, so buckle in. I-85 northbound at South Union Street. We have an accident there that's backing traffic up all the way back to Jackson Hospital and beyond. In the other lane, coming from downtown, 85 northbound, out of town, well, there's a backup there as well. We're not sure what's going on there, but we're seeing a big one on the maps and the cams. Also on I-65 at Northern Boulevard, it is slow going there, but there's no accident. Just keep moving, and you got a clean shot on up to Cobbs Ford Road. On the boulevard, approaching Vaughn Road, Eastern Boulevard and Vaughn Road, we have an accident in front of the Chick-fil-A. We got a slowdown on I-85 at Taylor Road between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Taylor Road is very backed up. We got another backup, Eastern Boulevard at Atlanta Highway, all the way over past Ware's Ferry headed to the Wetumpka Highway. Use caution, drive carefully this afternoon. Lot of traffic everywhere. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world, is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to Kohl's this Veterans Day weekend and take an extra 15% off. Save on Scott Living, new at Kohl's. Disney Frozen 2 bedding is just $42.49. And save on a Food Network cookware set, $84.99. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 home sale purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's.
Select styles. Offers valid November 7th through 17th. 15% off with promo code SHOP15. Home offer with promo code ENTERTAIN10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This year, the Home Depot can help bring the holidays home for free with free delivery on all holiday decor, like artificial Christmas trees, big, small, white lights or multicolored, 140 varieties. Pick one out and we'll deliver it over the river, through the woods, right to your door for free. Free delivery on all holiday decor, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Montgomery Eye Physicians or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A massive manhunt underway for the suspect in Anaya Blanchard's disappearance. 30-year-old Ibrahim Yazid of Montgomery is wanted for kidnapping first degree. The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, along with other agencies, are assisting in this investigation, actively searching for Yazid. The suspect is currently out on bond for charges of kidnapping and attempted murder. He should be considered armed and dangerous. 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard from Auburn was last seen Wednesday, October 23rd. And several alarming social media posts regarding attempted abductions or possible human trafficking attempts in Montgomery have caught the attention of the Montgomery Police Department. MPD says they have investigated the circumstances surrounding these posts, and none of them have indicated that they were related to an abduction attempt. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to see another significant change of temperatures in the next 24 hours. It's going to be wet at times through tonight before the cold front moves through the area and shuts off the shower threat in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, breezy, quite cool. What a change. High around 58, but that brisk north wind at 12 to 22 miles per hour will add an extra bite to the air, you know. And then partly cloudy, colder, 36 Friday night, upper 30s Saturday night, a nice fall weekend, 62 Saturday, 68 on Sunday. Then an Arctic front arrives the first of next week. What a big change to much colder. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Time to bring out all the holiday favorites.
Oh boy.
Ooh, Santa Claus.
Everybody getting something.
I got a message from Emily Hayes. She says, Otis was the only married person in Mayberry, right? And there is an episode, and it's one of my favorites. These two dowdy older women who represent some historical society find out that somebody is the descendant of someone who acted heroically in the Revolutionary War. Burned a bridge so that the Redcoats couldn't come across. So they want to check the lineage to see who the descendant is so they can honor that person. Well, Barney Fife, of course, Barney had no self-esteem, so he immediately created a research project at the library that said, I'm the one, you know. And he's all full of himself and everything else. But it turns out the direct descendant is Otis the Drunk. Mm-hmm. So the fat little mayor and the town council, well, they're just horrified that these two dowdy historical women are going to give a plaque to the town drunk. So they tell Andy, find somebody else to fill in for Otis because we can't have him here, you know, all mooned up and falling over. So, but Andy doesn't do that. And then, of course, Barney finds out that it's not him. So he's got his trauma. And Andy does not get a substitute because Otis, in a moment of clarity, says, you know what? My wife is proud of me, and she's put up with a lot, so I'm going to make it to this ceremony, and I'll be okay. And he arrives late, and in the little time he's late, of course, Barney again goes off the deep end. Frankly, if I was Andy, I would have picked Barney up by the ankles and plunged his head through my desktop by about episode three.
It's the Gilligan principle. You know, if they had just killed Gilligan, they'd have got off that island.
I would have tied his hands together and then tied his hands to the back of the sheriff's car and taken him for a long ride.
Yeah.
How many prisoners did he let escape? How many times did he...
Them.
And one of the worst is when Opie gets
shoot
a...
Shoot that bullet. Shoot the one bullet he has.
Yeah, he fired that into the floor God knows how many times.
Sometimes you guys need that idiot sidekick. Me.
And that his arrogant sniff that, you know, he's always... In fact, that's a common sound on any Andy Griffith show because they're all so laid back and southern, they, you know, when they're sitting down or... That was a good dinner. Aunt B. Aunt B walks... Like the woman at the beginning of the Nutcracker with the giant dress that has all the little...
She does, doesn't she?
Yeah, she doesn't... she doesn't have feet. She, like, walks on little pedals that just propel her in one direction or the other, sort of like a Roomba.
That's well said.
Andy.
That's perfect.
That's the wish. And, you know, for a town that supposedly has 2,000 people, they're always putting on a damn play. The Mayberry Centennial, and Claire is always the one that gets the big part, but Aunt Peach...
Claire Edwards.
But they got a guy who's got nothing better to do than, you know, prep the choir and put on these elaborate plays. Who's going to come to see it? The whole damn town's in the play.
Exactly.
So who's sitting in the crowd? Nobody.
But, you know, they milk that Andy having to tell an undesirable, like when Lathe Crick... He won. He had the best voice, and he was going to be the main voice.
Yes.
And Barney thought it should have been him.
Right.
That was another one.
And then we found out that Gomer Pyle could really sing.
Oh, yeah.
And Santa Lucia. Why is it that song? There's two songs. Always Santa Lucia or Bringing in the Sheaves.
Yeah.
Bringing in the Sheaves.
That's exactly right.
What's a sheave?
You didn't say cheese?
Sheave.
The sheaves are the stalks. Like.
It's Bringing the Sheaves sounds more musical. It's Bringing in the Stalks. Bringing in the Stalks. This religious moment has been brought to you by the Pizza Place. We're having another listener focus group, and this one will be...
19th.
November 19th. And we're letting you know now, because if you'd like to join us at the Pizza Place to eat for free and enjoy some fabulous pizza...
That's good.
We entertained all kinds of opinions at our last gathering, but the opinion on the pizza was universally positive. No doubt about it. They really got a good thing going on there and a fresh approach to an old favorite. You know, with pizza, you should always be willing to try something different. I guess I haven't been describing it properly, but their biggest one, and they made two of those while I was there. Oh my God, it's
like a pallet.
Yeah, it's 28 inches in diameter. It's enormous.
Huge.
It is.
But they come up with so many, like Mrs. Ritterbuttle. I don't even have to ask. I bring home the white garlic sauce cheese pizza with spinach. And she and a friend knocked off the whole thing the other night. Wow. It's really good. Calzones are excellent.
Yes,
they use subs, and they're really nice people. So if you want to try something new that's really, really excellent, go to the pizza place, Harrison Road in Perry Hill. They've got a Facebook page. You can get all the information right there for the pizza place.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got traffic moving a little bit better on I-85 northbound now. They've got that accident off on the side of the road at South Union. I-65 north and southbound looking good out of the city. On the Eastern Boulevard, they're still working that accident as you approach Vaughn Road on the Eastern Boulevard right in front of the Chick-fil-A. A little bit of a backup there. Watch out. Slow down. And on I-85 from Taylor Road to about Chantilly Parkway, we're showing a little bit of a slowdown there. Drive carefully. A lot of cars on the road this hour. Be safe, and we will update you again here in just a few minutes. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Heart of the cocktail seemed to flow. Gin Tanqueray, more Chardonnay. Christmas is near. Drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold. Walk where the cold. Don't be a dink. Watch what you drink. Don't be a dork. Don't pop the cork. Don't take the wheel. Don't be a heel. Don't grab the stick. Don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a bud. Don't drink and drive if you think you've had a few too many. Grab a booth and sober up at Denny's. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Heart pumping up, tail seems to blow. Don't drive away, don't swear the plate. Christmas is near, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, walk where the gold. Take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, now drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive. She's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzies like the fishes, you will land your britches in the dishes. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
That was the Otis Campbell Orchestra and Chorus, Carol of the Bartenders, and we like to play that. We should play that all year, but it's really well done.
Yeah. It's a legit
chorus, and it sounds awesome in stereo. Big event tomorrow. Actually, a couple on the morning show. First of all, we celebrate this man, and he's hates this, but he's not listening, so I'll play.
We're off to talk with Richard. This is a wonderful Richard of all.
Adorable.
Yay! It's his birthday tomorrow.
Ooh, I love that.
We went to Infusion today and did IVs, and we were talking, you know, I have not given him a hint as to what we got him, but we've kind of agreed that after his birthday tomorrow, we're done with these ridiculous birthdays. I mean, they're become pressure cookers. How do we come up with the one? And I'm not knocking what we've had. I mean, the best one was this year when I looked to my left and Jay's holding up
Janelle. It's FaceTime.
I never know when this is going to happen to me. But it, you see, I mean, that's just something you don't forget.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yes, it is.
That's awesome, man.
Clearing the air on Saturday night with Terry Adams, 6 to 9, 6 to 10. What are you doing
six
now?
6 to 10, 4 hours.
All right. And Seth Spotlow, thank you. You did well with the tongue twisters today. And Rosie, you'll be with us tomorrow afternoon, right?
Yes.
Who's
absolutely
in tomorrow?
Well, Seth will be here and Eddie.
Eddie. All right.
322.
Looking forward to it.
0662.
Rusty and David are next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got traffic moving a little bit better on I-85 northbound now. They've got that accident off on the side of the road at South Union. I-65 north and southbound looking good out of the city. On the Eastern Boulevard, they're still working that accident as you approach Vaughn Road on the Eastern Boulevard right in front of the Chick-fil-A. A little bit of a backup there. Watch out. Slow down. And on I-85 from Taylor Road to about Chantilly Parkway, we're showing a little bit of a slowdown there. Drive carefully. A lot of cars on the road this hour. Be safe, and we will update you again here in just a few minutes. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. I want to thank you for your recent help with Catch Me in Pink. Dixie donated thousands of dollars to the Georgia Life Foundation. Visit calldixie.com for more.
Call Dixie.